going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There was one thing that kind of made headlines over the weekend, and that was Dane Brugler, who my co-host has still not gotten over the
Schisslander.
The Schisslander, as it's been called. Are you ready to talk? Are you in a safe place to talk about Dane Brugler? Or would you like a minute? Wait, I can give you about 90 seconds. You
know, I've sussed out what he does.
All right, so we're gonna get to that in a second, but we were asking Great Toe, Big Toe, Pinky Toe. Well, Mac, who is our research analyst on the show.
Oh, good title for you.
Has gotten to the bottom of, we can just make up, I mean, look in the corporate world. All these people do is, look at the Browns organization. They just make up names of jobs that they sound like a job they want to have.
Yeah, put that on your resume and then have someone call me and be like, so, wow, research analyst for your guys' show. Yeah. How did that go?
He Googled, names of the five toes?
What did that look like? That sounds impressive. Must have been a big data guy.
So, research analyst Mac, break down the toe situation for us.
He's
here.
A big D guy, all right.
Big data. That's how I roll. But the big toe is labeled as that innermost toe. Second toe is often referred to as the pointer toe the index toe.
Why is it the pointer toe? I know why this finger is the pointer finger, because you pointed people with it.
I think they just kind of associate that.
That second toe goes with the crowd. It never points in, like, it's not like a divining rod, like, them. There's water over there. No. Wherever the other toes go, okay, all right, sorry.
Third toe is the middle toe.
Oh, wow. Shocker. Really thought about
nailed
that
it.
One.
Nailed it. I love all the
really
thought,
nailed that one.
Everything that went into this, and then we'll call it the middle.
The fourth toe is the ring toe.
Okay, why? Do you have an explanation there? I know you're not of research that
far. Somebody
got
really lazy. They just took everything on the hand and just moved it to the toe.
I think it's just the hand, what you name the fingers, and then you put that towards.
So we're just treating all phalanges the same?
Pretty
much. No
matter
whether you're okay.
Apparently. And then the last toe is the little toe, or also known as the pinky toe, baby toe, or small toe.
That's a weird. If you... just stub my small toe! If you say that, I think... I was here for pinky toe. I was here for baby toe. Although that's got a different connotations. You shouldn't be within a school like 500 yards of a school if you call it a baby toe. But what was that last one again? I've already forgotten about it.
Small toe.
Small toe. Small toe energy. All right, you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now we got the toe clarification there.
Yeah, it got me so bothered about Brugler, I couldn't even get into the toe talk.
Well, get ready for this, because he was on the Scoop City podcast this last week.
Diana, what are we doing?
Diana, Travis Hunter, he's generational, Diana. And Dane broke down the Travis Hunter trade, and who would have been the number two pick in this draft had he declared for it.
The Travis Hunter trade, like, I think that is going to be my lasting memory of this class, is Jaguars being bold, getting someone that's going to help them on offense and defense. And then what does this mean for the Browns moving forward? It's a pretty exciting quarterback class next year. There's not like a Caleb Williams or a Drake May where it's like, oh, there's an obvious number one guy, but there's a lot of talent at quarterback. And it's funny, Drew Aller is one of them from Penn State. If Drew Aller would have declared, he probably would have been the number two pick to his hometown Browns, but he goes back to Penn State and now we'll be talking about him. We'll be talking about Arch Manning. We'll see what happens this year with the two rookies and all that, but the Browns next year going into that draft will be so pivotal for them and for all the jobs in that building.
All right. You ready for the hottest take I have on this?
Yeah, what is it?
I think if Drew Aller had come out this year, I think he might have been the number one pick in the draft.
So, like, that's the compliment that Dane was supposed to give off. Because yeah. Dane is the originator of whoever's
all
number...
in for Aller.
No, he's the originator of the idea that Cam Ward would be the sixth or seventh best quarterback in last year's class.
Uh-huh.
So are you really giving him that much of a compliment if you still stick him behind Cam Ward this year?
I
don't think you are.
I just think he didn't do the thing of like, where does he didn't play the math out in front of us about whether he would have taken him over Cam. I think in the NFL, if you give him, we've got a guy who's played college football for 5 years, but might be the seventh best quarterback in the draft, or Drew Aller, who's only started for a year and a half, 2 years, incredibly raw. I think they're taking the incredibly raw guy. I think they're taking the ridiculous ceiling of Drew Aller.
I mean, Cam Ward has a ridiculous ceiling, though.
I don't think he... I think it's relative. I think he had a better ceiling than Shador Sanders and everybody else.
Is the ceiling for Drew Aller really... Is it really that high? You know I'm not high on him right now. I'm going to give Drew the season to go ahead and...
You giving him the Peterlin pass till this season?
Well, I'm giving him based off of what Dane said. I mean, that puts lofty expectations. Considering the four out of the last five games I watched him play, he didn't throw for 200 yards. In that Notre Dame playoff game, he threw for 135, had an interception, and was just downright not good at football, Nick.
I think people have put Drew through this series of... is he a Manning family member? Like, this ridiculous high bar for him, and I get it. Like, he should have it. He was a top prospect coming out, and you know, for that school to have really competed for a championship this year, they needed him to play really well. I actually think the numbers don't tell the tape on. I think he's actually a really good quarterback.
I would hope not, because his numbers really aren't very good.
They're just not. He's not an offense where they're asking him to throw 40 times a game.
So, and that's why there's a lot of projection attached to him.
Yeah, he is still raw. Like, there is a lot of room to grow. I think people are. To me, this is the same case of if you judged Joe Burrow 1 year before he came out, you would have screamed your head off if he was the number one pick in
the
draft.
And again, that's why I'm giving him the year.
But I think, like, there's a lot of mock drafts out there saying, hey, Drew Aller, he's going to be the number two pick by the Browns, the number seven pick by the Browns. And I see Browns fans just melting down. It's like, guys, now, in fairness, I rebuttal for this, but guys, just give the kid a chance because he does have every physical tool you could want. He is big. He is athletic. He's got a very strong arm. I think he's more accurate than he's given credit for. Like, I think the kid has special traits. Now, the problem is I hate everything James Franklin has ever done for young quarterbacks. If I could have steered this kid anywhere.
Is it going to be Hackenberg?
I worry about, I don't know about Hackenberg.
Hackenberg was throwing, I mean, there were lightning bolts from Zeus in college. He was incredible in college, and then it just went nowhere.
But that is like, I will go to my grave. If Drew Aller isn't a top 10 pick next year, I will go to my grave just knowing it was Franklin that screwed him up.
Wow. Well, I mean, think about it. The way you described him, and listen, I've told you, I'm not as high on Drew as maybe you are, but the way you've described him, James Franklin is a bona fide idiot if he does what he did last year for Drew this following year, where he makes it a lot about the running game, he involves the tight end in an awful ton, and he doesn't really let him try to flourish. And we both know James Franklin's probably going to go down that road because he always goes down that road. But it's just dumb beyond dumb to have someone of that caliber, if he really is that caliber of a quarterback, and then do him like that.
I mean, in fairness...
It's kind of like what Heupel did to Nico last year. Anyways,
well, I was actually going to say you can make the case that Ryan Day has held back his quarterbacks based off, like, we never saw CJ Stroud move and run the way he did until the Georgia game.
And I thought that was incredibly dumb as well.
Oh, no. But
how do you have CJ Stroud type talent and then you put the governor on there? That's so stupid.
Like, James Franklin really is like a C-list version of Ryan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Day.
Yeah, I like that take.
I felt good when
that one should have felt good. Yeah.
Now, here's the only reason I don't want Drew Aller to be a Cleveland Brown a year from now is because it is going to be Mitchell Trubisky times 10. It will. And I like... Maybe it might be lessened because he's from Medina and not from, I mean, literally right down the road in Menor, but like...
You just don't want the phone calls and the constant conversation around it, or what do you not want?
I just think that people...
Because it's not like Trubisky ever got to play here.
People, it's going to be, okay, it's going to be another iteration of Shador where we argue everything but what matters. Like, which is his ceiling, the situation he was in college, the situation he'll be in if he comes to Cleveland next year. Like, those are the things that will determine whether Drew should be that pick. There's going to be a fair amount of people that don't want him because he's from here. There's going to be a fair amount of people that want him because he's from here. There's going to be a fair amount of people who are extra hard on him because he is from here. The conversation is going to be, it's going to be a lot.
I get it. You want the football to be the one, to be the thing that does the talking.
I mean, that's like, that was our North Star during the Shador conversation where you and I just could not see eye to eye was, I didn't see a franchise quarterback talent and you saw something more than I did. But that was, it wasn't how much does Deion matter in this? Because you and I successfully, neither of us thought that mattered. Like, but I know, like, it's going to be impossible to have those conversations. And much like Shador, like, anytime you brought up a good thing about Shador, it became, well, you just want Shador because of content, or you just want Shador because you've already made up your decision. The Aller thing's going to be that on steroids.
Oh, that'll totally happen.
Anyone that brings up because he's from here,
it'll almost negate you just liking him to like him.
Whereas,
I'm not saying you, I'm saying I'll get in the general, though.
I've planted my flag.
You've been liking him since last year.
No one has planted it on Drew.
By the way, we do have breaking NBA news, if you'd like that.
Is it good news?
I got news for you.
Okay,
it's good news.
I like good news.
Yeah, I'm sorry the way I presented that in the day that's been bad for the Cavs.
The way you said that, I was like...
Sorry about that. That's my bad.
Is Moondog dead? Like, where are we going here, dog?
Whammer! What happened? Shams reporting that Kenny Atkinson has won the NBA Coach of the Year.
There we go. One day after getting out-coached by Rick Carlisle.
So Cleveland continues to have as many Coaches of the Year as you could possibly vote with last year, and then Stefanski with two Coach of the Year awards, and now Atkinson has his Coach of the Year award.
Like
the prerequisite to being a coach in this city is winning Coach of the Year.
One of my biggest confidences in going to game two is Kenny Atkinson. Well, okay, it's that locker room. I know they're not going to let what we saw happen in game one happen again. And it's having a coach who will say the obvious thing. He should have said in game one, but saying the obvious thing of, guys, we're not passing the ball. We're also allowing the one extra pass to get us out of our own defensive routine. Lock in. So I'm very happy for Kenny, though.
I mean, it started to become tight down the stretch there, right? Ime Udoka was charging. JB Bickerstaff was charging. It's good that Kenny got the job done.
Can you imagine if America just watched JB Bickerstaff all down his own self in the second half? I mean, the Pistons rightfully should have beat the Pistons with a different coach in that series. I think that series is still going.
They don't rest Thompson for the 4 minutes of play.
If not, the
your defensive
the Pistons,
wizard.
The Pistons win that series.
Yeah.
It would have been really funny if just after watching JB Bickerstaff mess himself on national television, which we did for two straight playoffs, then he had won. That would have been the only silver lining. Even though I don't have anything against JB, I just am annoyed by him in the playoffs.
Are they also going to present this one before a postseason game that then no one talks about afterwards? Because the team...
Probably.
Like Mobley in many ways did get robbed last night.
Well, I don't know. Mobley played fine. I was going to be like, well, you didn't play well enough.
He played fine, but yeah. like the conversation after the game had nothing to do with him getting and being presented as Defensive Player of the Year award.
I mean, in fairness...
Does it matter, I guess? Does it not matter?
In fairness, at no point could you do anything during these games, any sort of award, outside of MVP, that is going to get you talked about with how the game's going, unless it's a blowout.
They would have asked the teammates different questions about that stuff, but the moment the game went the way that it did, those questions were out the door.
So, can we agree, all in for Aller or Al in? Can we agree that that's where we're going from here?
Al in? We might have to ask the Cavs first. Was that Jake saying, yeah, not bad?
No, that was bad. That was a drop.
Yeah, oh, it sounded just like Jake when he's in that studio across the way there. Yeah. That sounds just a little funny to me.
I think that's a land.
Because he speaks from the clouds is what's happening there. I was like, that's the time you want to chime in there, Jake? Okay, if that's what you want.
Yeah, it was bad.
So are you going to be anti-Drew Aller because Dayton Brugler was anti-Shador?
I need this on the record now, but I told you this with the playoff game again before he even played Notre Dame in that playoff game. I told you I wasn't a fan. Now, I'll give him the season to go ahead and show me something different. I watched the Ohio State game. He didn't look good, didn't throw a single touchdown pass, had a really bad pick. We watched the playoff game. I watched way too much Penn State football to come away convinced that he would be the number two overall pick or even is worthy of being anything in the top five.
But what about the other playoff games where he was actually really good?
No, he wasn't really good, though. He didn't throw for 200 yards in four out of the last five games.
I mean, he made crucial throws late in the game to help them advance to as far as they advanced. Last playoff game, he totally messed
himself. The Notre Dame and Ohio State game, he's got to show me in the biggest games, the Notre Dame game, Ohio State game, that doesn't happen again this next year.
Like the other playoff games?
That wasn't the Notre Dame game.
Those seemed pretty big.
And that wasn't the Ohio State game. And I already told you, his numbers were not crazy great in those games either. So, it's like, where's his 300-yard game, Nick?
Oh, God. Are we?
Where's that?
He
completed less than 60% of his passes, Nick. Get him a little bit more accurate. I'm not saying he's done and buried. It's just you asked me what I like and don't like. I told you what I don't like.
216-474-0092. Dane Brugler said if Drew Aller had been in this draft, he would have gone number two. How do we feel about that thought process? I still think he would have been in contention to go number one, if not going number one. And in case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.